Feel fresh.
Hey, is Robert around this morning?
I can check. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff.
1 second, Julian.
Thanks, man.
And it worked? It got
Hello.
Hey, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, Robert. We spoke around July. You mentioned that you were looking for around $500K in working capital. Just wanted to follow up with you, see how things are going. Do you recall?
Yeah, no, I do. I recall that. No, I just haven't done any of the paperwork and other than that because I kind of got some other projects going in here, and I just don't want to waste trying to get $500,000. Put all that information together just for that.
I gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure what your timeline was, but I can check back with you if you're looking to do it maybe like next month or something. And I think you mentioned you're looking for some equipment financing too, like later down the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. So
nice.
I'm in the middle of doing, you know, so that's kind of taking up my time. And
okay,
I'm okay on the working capital right now.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any? Do you already have some offers for equipment financing, or what are you looking to do?
I'm just starting to put that together. I'm just actually getting all the equipment together and putting everything together and figure out exactly my cost here.
Nice. Do you have a vendor that you normally work with that you get all your equipment from?
No, because each vendor does a, you know, they specialize. This equipment is, you know, for specialized in different areas. So, like, I'm looking at wash line equipment, which comes from the Netherlands. I'm looking at automated bagging systems, which I can get out of Texas. So, it just takes time working out these different
areas. So it's some pretty specialized stuff? Like, meaning it's you have to get them from different places. Like, there's not just one place you go to for all the farming equipment sort of thing.
Right, yeah. This is all processing equipment and such what in Washington.
Gotcha. How do you usually pay for that stuff? Do you use equipment financing programs like through your bank or something, or do you have a third party?
Or through the bank or third party, you know, some of these equipment companies, you know, when we buy like bag and scalers, they usually have finance companies that they send you to.
Gotcha.
And you know, but then again, doesn't mean you have to use them either. You know, if you have
right
finances. So
right, yeah. Just to remind you, we kind of operate in the same network as Bank of the West, and I think that's how the offer that we mailed out to you originally came about. You're pre-approved for the working capital, but also equipment financing. So if you want to see what we can do for you, I can get some numbers for you within a couple days if you wanted to shoot over the application. If you were interested, you know, like I said, I can get you some real numbers.
Okay. Well, you know, you've been very persistent, so I don't want to keep you in the loop on trying to get something done. So
Yeah, I just set you in my reminders every day. I know you're a busy guy and you have other priorities, but I definitely, you mentioned there's a need, so I wanted to make sure that you get taken care of, whether you're looking to do working cap or some equipment financing. I can send you a quick email with the stuff that we need for the equipment financing. It's just a one-page app. We look at your tax return, obviously, to make sure you're a legitimate business. Then we look at the last 6 months of business bank statements, and then we need a vendor quote. Vendor quote or invoice or something like that, and like I said, I can put together some offers for you. I can bring it with my underwriting meeting I have like once a week. So,
okay, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I got R. Rossi at filledfreshproduce.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna send you an email with the application info. Do you want me to check in with you in a week or something, or when's a good time to follow up?
Yeah, give me a couple weeks.
All right, no problem, Robert. I'll give you two weeks. Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.
You bet, buddy. Bye.